Welcome to Larry Crane's Prescription for Having a Happy Life. Try this 20 times a day, every day or more, and don't call me in the morning. That's a joke, but it's serious. So we're going to take a look at how to keep yourself off automatic. Now, when we go on automatic, we literally don't know what we're doing, and we move into the past. Now, where do we get all these feelings from? It comes from the past. Where do we get anger from? Where do we get fear from? Where do we get guilt from? Where do we get grief from? Where do we get all these feelings from? They're all from the past. So somebody comes along and pushes your button, and the next thing you know, you're negative, and it got you. So this is a checkoff list that I invite you to do 20 times a day, every day, as much as you can. It takes a minute once you get used to it. It's a sheet on the back of your package. There's a chart on the back of your package as a reminder, too. There's 9 steps, 9 things to look at as much as you can. So we're going to start with them, and I'll show you how it works. First question to ask yourself, and ask yourself right now, who or what am I afraid of right now? Who or what am I afraid of right now? Now, you'll notice that you might have some fear about it or some concern. Now, how does it help you to be afraid? So is that wanting approval? Wanting control or wanting to be safe? Which one? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? Now, as you know, you should have had that on the Accelerated Learning CD, which is available. Accelerated Learning. That want is lack. It's a feeling of lack. It even says in the Bible, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, when you get into wanting, you're negative. And wanting is a lacking feeling. So wanting control is an out-of-control feeling and a lacking control feeling. Wanting approval is a lacking approval feeling. And wanting to be safe is a lacking safety feeling. Now, the mind tells you that if you let go of wanting, you'll be safe. It's a liar. You're already feeling insecure. So by picturing wanting, you're only going to continue to be insecure. You already don't feel safe if you're into wanting to be safe. You're already not feeling safe. If you're wanting approval, you don't have it. Right at that moment, you don't have it. So if you let go of wanting it, you'd have it. Now, I want everybody right now listening to this CD to stand up and sit down at the same time. Stand up and sit down at the same time. Now, if you'll notice, it can't be done. You can't sit down and stand up at the same time. Impossible. And you can't want and have at the same time. It's impossible. And yet, we're all trying to want to get things, which is causing lack. If you lived in a world of having, there'd be no problem. Many of you know a guy called Warren Buffett. He gave away $38 billion. You know why? He knew he was going to get it back. He lives in a world of having. A couple of weeks later, he's worth $52 billion. So you want to live in a world of having instead of living in a world of wanting. And you can only do that by being positive. Okay. So what else are you afraid of right now? It help you take yourself off automatic. Maybe you're afraid of your health or afraid of having a problem with your boss or afraid of going to a live class or whatever. Okay. How does that help you? Is it wanting approval? Is it wanting control? Is it wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And more? And more, and more. Now see how you feel. Right? This is instantaneously provable. We say over and over again, don't believe a word we're saying. Why? When you let go of wanting to be safe, you instantaneously feel safe. When you let go of wanting to control or that out-of-control feeling, you move into having control. When you let go of wanting approval, you instantly feel approved of. Now that's proof. We just don't look at it. Let's take a look at the next question I want you to ask yourself on a regular basis. Who or what do I want to control right now? Take a look. Is that wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And more? And more? And more? And even more. Now see if you feel more in control than you did 2 seconds ago. All right, who else do you want to control right now? Who or what do you want to control? Maybe you want to control your body. Maybe you're feeling hungry. Maybe you're feeling tired. Whatever it is you want to control, could you let go of that lacking, out of control feeling? Just could you? And would you do it now? And more. And more. Remember, it's up to you. There's nobody else out there but you and your feelings. So could you let go of that? That lacking control, out of control feeling. And you'll notice that instantaneously you feel more in control than you did 2 seconds ago. Okay, next question. Whose approval do you want right now? Okay. Could you let go of that lacking approval feeling? Just could you? And more. And more. Remember, you're in charge. When you're wanting approval, you're lacking approval. Why would you want to walk around lacking approval all day long? When you let go of wanting approval, instantaneously, the feeling is, I have it. And by the way, that'll resolve all your relationship problems because most people are looking for approval from somebody that doesn't have it. That's really brilliant. People call me up all the time and they say, well, you know, I can't get along with my husband. Okay, great. Let's examine your husband. Is he happy? I never looked. Well, look. No, he's not. Oh, okay. So you want him to make you happy when all he has inside is unhappiness. Isn't that brilliant? And he wants you to make him happy, and you're not happy, right? So what do? He's trying to get happiness from you, and you're not happy? The answer is get your own happiness. Let go of wanting that approval and give it to yourself. You want approval? Could you just give it to yourself right now? And more. And more. And could you give yourself some more approval? And more. And more. And more. Notice where it came from. It came from you. It did not come from someone else. It did not come from something outside yourself. Take a look at all these rich and famous people that are trying to be important. Most of them end up on the biography channel miserable, drunk, doing drugs. They're trying to get the happiness from outside themselves, from the world, when all you need to do is let go of these mental viruses that you've accumulated inside, and you'll be happy all the time. So who else's approval do you want right now? Could you let go of that wanting approval? And more. And even more. See if you feel approved of right now. So it's instantaneously provable. If you let go of wanting approval, you have it. Next question. Am I insecure right now? Take a look. This takes you off automatic. Could you let go of that insecure feeling? Is it wanting to be safe? Could you let go of that lacking safety feeling? And more. And more. Maybe you want to control it. Maybe you want approval. Which one can you let go of? Maybe it's all three. Maybe it's two of them. Could you let go of one of those wants? And more. And even more. And even more. And even more. And even more. See how you feel. See if you feel safer right now. Less insecure. Think of something else that makes you insecure. Maybe you're worried about your house and devaluating. The stock market. The gasoline prices. How does that help you? Does that bring up a wanting approval? a wanting control, a wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And more? And more? And more. See how you feel about it now. See if you feel safer. Next question. Who or what do I want to be separate from? Now, that's the ego that wants to be separate. Could be an illness, could be a person, could be somebody who bugs you in your office. That's the wanting to be separate. Could you let go of that lacking separate feeling, that wanting separation? And more. Maybe you're shy. Maybe you can't talk to people. Maybe you can't talk to your boss. What is that about? Who is in charge? You are. That wanting, that lacking feeling that you have, that you can't do what you want to do. Is that wanting approval? Wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either one of those wants? And more. And more. And more. And more. What's the worst thing that can happen to me right now? Now, a lot of people ask me, why would you think of those things? I don't want to think about something bad. Well, here's the story. If you could think it, it's inside you. This business of it, well, it's just my imagination. Anything you can think, you've accumulated in your mind. The problem is we suppressed it and pushed it into our subconscious mind, and then you don't know it's there. So by asking these questions, you take it off the table. You remove it. What's the worst thing that can happen to me right now? Just bring it up. Whatever comes up, just see it as either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe. And start taking it off the table. Nothing can happen to you if you didn't have a feeling about it, a thought about it. You can't lose in the stock market. You can't get fired. You can't get a traffic ticket. You can't get cancer. You can't have a heart attack if you didn't have a feeling about it, usually fear. So that's why it's important to look at what is the worst thing that can happen here right now, remove it off the table, and it'll never, never, never happen. When you have a thought about something, it's like an acorn falling off a tree. It falls off the tree. Sooner or later, it's going to grow. It's going to start sprouting. It might take 5 minutes, 5 days, or it might take 30 years. But nothing can happen if you didn't have a thought about it before it happened, because the mind is a creative instrument. And what you put in your mind is what you get. Garbage in, garbage out. So you need to decide. It's either going to be a victory for garbage or a victory for freedom. That's one of the greatest decisions I ever made in my life. I decided with all my might, and I invite you to join me. It's either a victory for freedom or a victory for garbage. If you suppress it, it's a victory for garbage. If you don't release it, it's a victory for garbage. If you release it, it's a victory for freedom. If you pull up all the negativity you have, what's the worst that can happen to you? Nothing but positive would only happen to you. What Lester did is he got rid of all of his non-loving feelings, all of them. He looked for him. He kept inviting it up, inviting it up, inviting it up, and that's how he went free. And then from then on, only positive things happened to him, never negative anymore. He never got bothered by anything called imperturbability. So what else is the worst thing that can happen to you right now? Is that wanting approval? Wanting control? Or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? Next question. Who or what am I resisting right now? And again, this is on the back of your CD package, these questions. So it's easy to refer to them. Who or what am I resisting right now? Now, we have a whole course called the Goals and Resistance Course. But resistance is just something that stops us from having, stops us from doing, stops us from being. So take a look at who or what are you resisting right now? Maybe you're resisting doing something. Could you let go of resisting? That's all it takes is could you let go of resisting? You'll notice there's an energy in your stomach, your chest, a contraction. You don't need to analyze it. It's just letting your body, It's your body letting you know that you got some negativity. And an I can't is unnatural. We have lots of I can'ts. It wants to leave. That's what the contraction's about. So could you let go of resisting? Just that energy. Could you just allow it to leave? See it as phenomenon. Just allow it to leave. And more. And more. Think of something you're resisting being. And you see it's just a feeling. Could you let go of resisting? That feeling in your stomach, your chest. Could you let go of resisting? And more. And more. And more. See if you feel more possible. It's more possible to do it. Think of something you're resisting having. It's just an energy in your stomach, your chest. Could you allow that resistance to leave, that feeling? See it as phenomenon. Could you just allow it to leave? And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. Now see how you feel about it now. See if you're resisting somebody in your life. The more you resist them, the more they fight with you. Can't you see that? It's like throwing a log on a fire. You're inflaming it by resisting them. So could you let go of resisting? Don't do it for them, do it for you. And more. And more. And more. And more. Whatever you're resisting, could you just allow yourself to surrender? For right now, could you allow yourself to surrender? And more. And more. If you would resist, it would just totally disappear. If you would resist, it would totally disappear. Because you're resisting, you're actually holding it in place. If I started to push you and you resisted, you wouldn't get me away from you. I'd be sticking next to you. I'd be holding on to you. And you would be doing it because you're resisting me. So could you let go of resisting? And more. And more. And could you surrender to whatever it is you're resisting? And more. And more. I know it sounds strange, but just try it. You can go back to resisting. Could you let go of resisting? And more. And more. And more. Now, we have so much resistance that we had to develop a whole course called the Goals and Resistance Course. If you don't have it, you're making a giant mistake because we need the tools to dismantle this resistance. Lester knew that we had a lot of resistance, so we designed the course to corner your resistance and give you the tools to dismantle it. I never met anybody that ever cost one dime. You can listen to a free sample of the Goals and Resistance Course on www.releasetechnique.com/audios/audios. Free hour of the Goals and Resistance Course. You can hear people getting rid of all kinds of negativity, making millions of dollars right on the CD. You can listen to it for yourself. So I strongly suggest that you continue looking for your resistance and letting it go. Next question. Could I let go of protecting myself with fear? Now let's examine that and discriminate. What are you using fear for? Say you have a fear of getting sick. How can that possibly protect you? Examine it. How can fear protect you? Can't you see that fear is negative? It's one of the most negative things in the world, and the mind is creative, and you're using fear to protect you. Say you're afraid of getting sick. You're using fear to get you healthy. Say you're afraid of the economy, not having enough money. How could being negative or fear, how could it possibly help you? Say you're afraid of dying. Fear is going to help you live? Discriminate. How could it possibly help you live? It can't. Discriminate. What are you using fear for? So, think of something you're protecting yourself against. Could you let go of that fear? And more. And more. And more. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful and 1 being the least fearful, where would you be? Okay, so instead of saying no to the fear, or thinking you're using it to protect you. Could you say yes to the fear so I could help you get rid of the fear? And many of us are in the habit of protecting ourselves with fear, and it doesn't protect you at all. It's the very thing that's causing you the problem. So could you say yes to the fear? Could you say yes to the fear some more? Could you say yes some more? Could you say yes some more? Could you say yes even more? Could you say yes even more? Could you say yes even more and more? Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful and 1 being the least fearful, where would you be right now? There's a good chance, if you've been saying yes and really meant it, that it went down. That fear went down. Now, instead of pushing down on the energy, invite it up, pull your shoulders back, move into courageousness, and just allow the energy to pass through. It does want to leave, just let it leave. And more. 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 Now see how you feel about it now. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most fearful and 1 being the least, where would you be? Now, we cover this in a series of CDs. One of them is called How to Get Rid of Fear and Once and For All. You can find it on our website, releasetechnique.com/audios. You can download it or order it, the hard copy of it. How to Get Rid of Frustration, How to Get Rid of Guilt, a whole series of How to Get Rid of Pain, all of those things, mostly fear-based, insecure. So you need to practice letting that go. Ask yourself. So think of something else that you were afraid of, that you're protecting yourself with fear. Maybe you're afraid of the economy. You're afraid of you're not going to have enough money. Could you let go of protecting yourself with fear? Discriminate. How could it help you? And more. And more. And more. And more. Maybe you feel out of control about your life. Can you see you're trying to protect yourself with fear? Could you let go of protecting yourself with fear? And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. Now, the next question. Again, this is on the back of the CD package to remind you that you can read it yourself and ask yourself many times during the day to get rid of the stuff that sabotages us. Next question is, could I allow myself to let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what I think it is? That's a way to quickly neutralize a thought. All of a sudden you have this thought, uh-oh, I got a problem. Quickly ask yourself, could I let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what I think it is? Instantaneously, you'll neutralize that thought. All of a sudden you're in a sales meeting and you have this thought, uh-oh, they're going to say no. Ask yourself real fast, could I let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what I think it is? You'll begin to neutralize it. You're asking something. I want to take some time off from the boss. And you have this thought, could I let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what I think it is? You're going to ask somebody out for a date. Could I let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what I think it is? The doctor told you you're sick. You have a virus. Could I let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what I think it is? He's entitled to his thought. But what do you need it for? He diagnosed you. You're depressed. Could I let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what I think it is? That'll neutralize the thought instantaneously. And it's super duper important to neutralize these thoughts immediately. Don't let it get further than your nose. These are thoughts, and the mind is creative. And if what you hold in mind is what you get. What you hold in mind is what you get. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. And some of you are just stuck in the past and keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. So I strongly suggest that you use this formula for having a happy life. Use it 20 times a day, as many times as a day, and you'll be clearing out all this accumulated negativity of lifetimes of stuff. It's super duper positive, super duper powerful. So make sure you use it, and I thank you for listening, and onward and upward.